I never knew this existed. The Torah makes a passing reference, of course, the Torah, the son of the Rosh, in discussing the issue of we have to know about Kalim. Hashem is Basham of Bishalakim. So we know the Machlokas, the Rashba, and there are others, we well know. This is not new to us. The Torah at the very end of Kuf Yud Gimel says, Lo Nehir El Adoni Avi HaRosh, Ein Sarach Lochosh Lezek Klash, Lechmiru Bebishul Egoyim Lesa Play Tosa. This is what the Torah says. Says the Vatek Abayis, Rabbi Yeruchim Kosesh HaBetshuva Kosev Kein, Ubedakti Betshuvas Ovi Yodeinu V'loma Tzasiyah. Looked for it, couldn't find it. And how can you rely upon this? He says, there are many groups, and most people agree with the Rush. Not true. Most people like the Rashba. So Mamash, I couldn't find where it was. This is the fancy, modern Bechon Yerushalayim, the most updated version. They don't tell you where it is. I wonder if that other tour, the Hamor, tells you where it is. We have two tours. I like this much better. The print is better. I like the whole Haor is better. But there is another edition which we have in the Bezin room, and we're going to look later on, which is a different, they were different Haoros. Why I had spent so much money putting out a new edition of the Torah, this is so good, it's a Torah here. But there's some things that are very good there. And what if they discovered it? I discovered it thanks to Shulchan Malachim. He may refer me to the last Tosfos Rosh at the end of the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. Are we doing okay here?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, let me start reading it to you, because I made a bookmark for myself. It's quite remarkable. The Oz V'Hodah Gemaras have it in the back. Tosfos Rosh Masechet Avodah Zarah.
He what? Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah. Tosfos Rosh Masechet Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Which daf?
Yeah.
It's daf Mem. It's Mem is the last daf of the Perek. He gives a sikum. It's called Mem Amud Aleph, I believe. I think it's worth reading inside. Are we on screen?
No, we're not. No.
How about this?
Right, coach?
Yeah. Why is it so critical? We are, at least for us, for Ashkenazim, it's critical. There are the Rashba, okay, it's, you know, most post-modern like the Rashba, as the Benik Abaye said. For Ashkenazim, who follow the Rosh usually, so we had the Torah said something, and then as if almost you didn't believe it, because the Benik, I couldn't find anyone in Tshuvas HaRosh. It's not in the Piskei Rosh, so where is it? It's missing. MIA. Here it is. Amazing. As a matter of fact, in the Oz V'Hodah, the Gemara says, "Ken Kosev Atur Sof Sim Kudin Gimel Abshem Rosh." I ain't sure about Beis Yosef. I know where it is, and here it is. It's here. They already figured out the bottom of the beautiful Gemara. They tell you, they discovered it. Look at this. Reisi Binosi Bigzeres Chachamim V'Takanosa. A summation to the whole inyan over here. Vine Hosifu Geder Al Gederus Yog Al Yog Lasos Mishmeres the Mishmeres the Manu Nesar Bagoy. HaTorah Amra Bito Lo Sika Levincha Derech Kicha Asratar. We learned this last year, Yevamis. Now that intermarriage is prohibited. Fine. Halach Lamosh Misinai Derech Znus Bifarhesya Kanoin Pogamo Bishas Mais. Okay, fine. That's the next statement by Pinchas. Ubeis Dina Shachashmo Noi Hosifu Lesa Znus Bitsina. Keep going to the third level. Beis Hillel Beis Shami Osu Afa Yichut. With a god, v'shuv asu yena mishum benosayin, v'shuv asifu lasa shlokos mishum chasnas, v'shuv roo lasa pitan v'shamnan gam mishum chasnas. This is the sheet of satosis we spoke about already last week. That what? That shlokos came early, right? And then of course shemo was bottle and pas is also half bottle. V'shuv asifu lasa amas shecha. We get to that yet. We'll get to that. It's also a very important thing for today. But they went so far to make so many gedorim, they were lenient in some of the details. Hashecha, we'll see soon. Hitiru, bebeis, oshal yisro. Vika Manta Sharale Pesach on the Shalagot. Only you can't drink it in the bar. Rabbi said to go into a bar and to drink schnapps is terrible for many reasons, including the Nisa Sheikh. The other reason is even worse. Okay. But no, say a mamish. Okay. Re tiro bevesa goy in misacha bevesa goy. Fine. Vashem in tiro abudin the seal based dinam mishalo yachulam and bevesa goy. Fine. Gama pass or yamata kilo poshni subaho yisrael yalab the carla bedina shai would have been matter completely. And then we know the matter pass palter and all those other things. Vikam be isa shlokas a kela tuva. Kosha necho kamo shuchai and all shucha malachim. Ain't no mishal mishal no. We'll come back to it later today. Ubechitu gachon kol du yitiru. Kim lo kibana gada vashal yitiru. Who's Rabbeinu Avraham? We don't know who he is. Not the Ravid. It tells you this. Dodo Sherabbeinu Yitzchok Bala Toysus. Tells you his. You understand very well. He had another Dod. Who was the Reed's more famous Dod? The Reed's more famous Dod? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, then we had it in that Shuvas Maimonios. I wouldn't be chalik if I knew that she got it from my uncle Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe she got it from her second husband who was Rogel B'chumris. Remember that? How could you forget that? The learning we have from the Shuvas Maimonios Nachalos was Simenei. So Rabbeinu Deri was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. He was the son of Rabbeinu Tam's sister. Okay, but he had another uncle called, I don't know, if you go back on the online there, found it based Rashi. I'm not sure it was an uncle on the other side. The Rabbeinu Avraham was an uncle of the Rabbeinu Yitzchok, and the Rabbeinu Tam, who shared this common nephew, disagreed with him. That's what we saw in Tosfos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. That's what we saw the Rabbeinu Avraham. They call him Ben David. Now, maybe, but it's not the real, it's not the Ravid. And this is over here. Lo ho the Lo Rabbeinu Tam. Now, can you imagine the poor uncle is not caught between his two, the poor nephew is caught between his two uncles? Oy vey. Can you imagine that two uncles that. Of fighting about this matter? I don't know what he did. Duck, probably. Okay, good. Yeah. Should be Shogoy Tasha Basri Strom to the Chi Hagavna Lo Shaykh and Mizalom Chazam Shabbat Rabban. Allah Shabbat Tamam and Lopu Rabban. He didn't say he's wrong in principle, just Lopu Lop. Vadi Omer, another rush, adds his own thing. To the Chuli Alma Hakelim Shabishal Ben Agoy Mutarin. Vein Tzrich and Agola. He's like a Farish. It's exactly what the Turk wrote in his name. It's in the Tosfos Rosh, which weren't printed, I guess, in those days. No one knew about it. Vein Tzrich and Agola. The Chulei Aloch Mirah Hacham Lesser Pedis Big Shulei Nochir. Lo Shayim Rechas Eschal. The king got married to a pot. It's not going to cause a blee of a pot. It's not going to cause intermarriage. V'yosim is Amr Chacham and the Tarov is Dumai Mutter Perkam and the Chulim. The Kolshke played as Bishulei Goyim. Afal Gav, the Rabbi Meretz Masum, and Yosim Nira, the Hakam Bishulei Goyim. He came a kulas a kelev hem chachamim. Yo, lo dami pleita le tarovis. In other words, if it's mixed in, it's one thing. But if it's just a pleita, that's going to be the opening shiur mishum next Tuesday, opening day for the next man. It's about Tom Kiker. We'll see that pleita is one thing and tarovis is something else. Pleita is just something comes out, and tarovis is actually mixed in. Kenora ben yitzchak le mishenizel lecha mipas shel goyin sheyochel lecha bekor apas mishenochel pas shel goyin veelocha shel tarovis hapas. And he brought rice over his Dubai. Fine. That's the vein of the gozer. When we call a lane time, equal the male of Mikolshkin, the plate has been shulde goyim lo nesra. Half a piece of bala trumas cause of the panda shall goyim, shall dogim, half a lechem off me shuman a dogim, shani hosam, shetab shall echadu, vinis bashal biyach. If you do a man moshes a dogma pass, there is mamish, that's the oil of the fish, which is bishalakum, came into the bread. Fine. And then Pashat Hashem Shvachos Goyos HaOmdus of Ati Yisrael B'mei Inu Yishalem Osos Medurus U'mashos Tavshilon. They make their own stuff in our pots. V'lo Shamani Mikol Gedolei Ashkenaz Shapir Shemiklein U'v'mokom Shaloch HaRofefes Halach HaKaraminik V'kol Shkein She'en Kan Rifya. He was a talent, he was a landsman of the Rashba. When the Rush moved from Ashkenaz to Sfard, he had to run away when the Maram of Wittenberg passed away in prison, the famous story. Maram was taken into jail because he didn't want to pay, couldn't pay the tremendous tax that the feudal lord wanted to gouge from the Jewish community. So he ran away to Italy, and some Mumer caught him at the border, massed on him, was brought back to jail. The Jews wanted to redeem him, and he said, "You're not allowed to redeem me." and told him that he died in jail. He even gave a tzavah to redeem his body. God, a whole story. As soon as he was, as he died, the Rosh knew he was next, because he was the Talmud of Rabbi Gutenberg. He, instead of running to Italy, he ran to Spain. And he got over the Pyrenees. It wasn't easy. It wasn't like today, getting an Air France jet, you know, and land in Paris, you know, and land in Madrid, I don't know what, Barcelona. So he went to Barcelona. He snuck over the mountains. He made it there. And so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. There was really never that much connection between the Ashkenaz and the Sephardi traditions. The Ramban spoke with reverence of the Rabbi Hussein Ubali Atos that he learned from a bit, even though he was from a Sephardi. But there wasn't that much cross-pollination, if you will. It was separate, divided by mountains, before email and Twitter. I don't say they couldn't communicate. But then when the Rosh was the Gadol HaDor of Ashkenazim, had to run away to Sephard, so he put things together. And the tour, what's the whole goddess of the tour? The whole tour is putting together one sieve, as all quotes the Riff and the Rambam and the Rabbi Matam and the Rosh. It's all together. The tour is the one that put it all together. The tour grew up as an Ashkenazi, and I won't say he converted to become a Sephardi, but he lived, I think, most of his later life in Sephard because his father ran away. He wasn't going to go back. Right, to my knowledge, I'm not an expert in his biography, but that's what I think happened. So here we have. It's now Rifyon. Didn't he know what his neighbor, the Rashba, said? The neighbors. The Rashba Fair should have told us, I don't know. Maybe he wrote this in Germany still, before he knew about the Rashba. I don't know. I don't want to tell us the Rashba was written. You have to check it out. He says, it's ain't kind of Rifyon. No one even has nothing to talk about. The Rashba says, it's Faker, the opposite. This Rush is such an important Rush, and I never even knew it existed. So I discovered it, thank you to the Shulchan Malachim, and then I found it over here in the Oz Vada. I even make a reference to the fact that the Beisazel couldn't find the Rush, and they found it. This is it. Okay? It's very, very important yourself. That's my introduction to today's Shia. Now, Rabbi Oseg, I have a lot to talk about. Yep. We know, Rabbi Osai, that there's a tremendous dispute based upon the Gemara. I don't have time to go into every detail now, unfortunately, can't go into the whole thing. What happens if there is a partial cooking by one and another, and one's a Jew and one's a girl? Let's take a look at the very beginning of the sugya on Daf Lamed Chesam and Alf from the bottom. We saw it a little bit on Thursday, I believe. Five lines up. So what does that mean? We saw this time he was a robber. So what happens? So then, if a Jew makes Macha ben Dusoy, Avasi in the name of a Rabbi Yochanan, so it's already cooked. So it's already cooked on Shabbos, Yechayv Macha ben Dusoy. Right? The Mamela, it's already cooked by the Jew, there's no one Bishuliakim. But if it's less than Machaban Dusoy, Bishuliakim. Well, it says, Hosam, going to Osve Bisilta Vishakle Akum Vosve Bitanura. Rashi Bisilka. Bisal, Abel Hocha, the Mancha Gumi, Bulav Esik, the Ovakachov, Mabba Bavashal, and Mamaruba. In the case of the earlier in the Gemara, a Jew put it on the coals, it would have done a very slow burn. Would have ultimately been reached full cooking, and the Jew came along and speed up the process. There's no din of bishulach. If you know the Jew when he left it, there wasn't machab and soya. Here, what happened was the Jew was on the fire and it was taken away. It was pulled off the fire. So he pulled it off the fire and put it back on the fire. So the first cooking of the Jew was completely bottle, okay. Because it would happen by itself anyway. So Festus Isha Kadeira Agabe Kira, Ubos Ovedos Kochovim, Umegiso Achetovo Mibes Amerchot and Mibes Akneses, Benachosheshes. Okay? That's okay. Iborlu, Hiniach Ove Kochovim, Fakar, the guy put it there initially. Vahafach Yisrael. Mahu. The other way around. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'chomer. Gomer b'dei Akum muter. Gomer b'dei Yisrael l'kolshkein. It's okay. And we have Omer Rav Yochanan. Ben Shiniach Akum v'hofach Yisrael. Ben Shiniach Yisrael v'hofach Akum. Muter. And also she tchiloso v'gomro b'dei Akum. Fine. This is what the Gemara says. Ad kan the sugi. Okay. So what will happen? The Shulchan Aruch, open the Shulchan Aruch, please, to Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. I have an extra Shulchan Aruch, again, for those who anyone doesn't have. I have an extra one. Please take. Yeah? You're saying it's not a perfect Kavachomer. You could argue with it. That's what you're asking.
I mean, I just don't understand how you come with it.
If the final baking is done by the Jew, that's better, because he's completing the baking process.
Why is the man just completing or starting?
I guess completing is more of a greater significance. Take a look at Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. Everyone has Shulchan Aruch? Okay, so we have one extra. Fine. Hiniach Yisrael Agabe Ha'esh V'hiniach Akum L'shomro V'hofak Bo V'hiladu Em Suko Akum Ashogi Anachom Adusoy is Mutter because Sofek Divreim L'hokel. But clearly the assumption over here is that if the Suko Akum before Machom Adusoy and then he put it back, it would be prohibited. That's clearly, that's obviously implied here in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, got both sides. If you take a look on the bottom, let's see if we have it. Mate Yonason. The Mate Yonason is found actually in Sif Ches. What's it ches? Nasan Yisrael Kudera Aish. Visilka. The Jew, here's very important. The Jew removed it. Uboakam Verzira. And the guy put it back. Usr. Unless we Shabakam Manusar, it's Al Gemara. What happens if the guy removed it? Says the Shach Yud Beis. Lavdafka Silka Yisrael. Who I didn't silka over Gachavim. Vyabziros. This is Rajma Seso. That's you see that in Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. Uvebach Herich Listor Velivnos Velachol Gazer Vedada the Chesilko Akon Vechziro Shari Vyeshi Lehoshev Al Dvarav Vekan Ein Mokom Laharich. Okay, I'm not going to be Marach. Why not be Marach? Ki Lamai Dekam Vi Ashkenazim Da Fil Hidlik Yisrael Ha'esh Vishlech Kisim Shari Vanaf Kamin Imidi Da Pshita De Shari because the Jew lit the fire. The Sfarim would be a tremendous nafkamina. The lone hole from the heter of the Rambam. Adkan the Shach over here, Sif Katan, Yud Beis. Mata Yonason. Hine Raya Sabachu. The Korot Zorok Loma Dim Silek O Akam Akor Lesim Hashem Bishul Egoyim. Why? Din Loke and Yiksha. What I mean in Perek and Mamid. Daf Lam and Chesam and Alf. Hosm Go the Ose Vesilte Veshakla Akam Vosi Betanura. Should have said a bigger chiddush. I feel the silk or akam gufa v'chaz also v'tanura. Elavada and a neser b'kach. So the Rash beholds lo nachas hashas hashminan rak gufa d'dina hecha the sofa bishul boy the akam aser. Not about lishda also v'silta. Ach b'yemes who lav dafka. If you have from silk or akam v'kachavim levad gam ken aser. What's the Raya of the Rash bod af yud beis? They were afraid. This is a long discussion over here in the Mata Yonason. On Sivches. So the Bach has this unique kula. Okay? Fine. Good. There's another machlokas between the Bach and the Beis Yosef. Let me read you it's in the Chelkas Binyamin. Some of you have Chelkas Binyamin? Still have it? Someone has still has it? Let's open up and see what he says. Whoever has it, please open it up. Chelkas Binyamin, Sif Katan, Pei Zayin and Pei Ches. This is in Sivches. The Silka, right? Pei Zayin. The Lashon Zeh Mashma. Sha'akum lo also rak ha'chazara. Avos l'ga yedei Yisrael. That's the simple read. But the Shach says, Lav Davka. Look at Sif Yud Aleph, we saw it before. Fine. The Bach disagrees. Silka akum lo tzivu Yisrael v'chzil ha'nesa. Why? Look at this beautiful expression over here. Lashon the Bach. Demi bikesh mi yodo shi yisalkenu v'yachzirenu. Who asked him? What kind of logic is this? He did it! So we didn't ask him, yeah?
What would be the major difference between removing it and flipping it? Because whenever you flip something on fire, you also remove it.
Good question. Hold on. Good. We'll come to it in a second. Min alocha nir alahach v'kadas v'shulchan aruch. Habe rishonim against the Bach. Okay. Peches. V'yesh akosvu. Hani milik shesilkul milus bashal od achshav. Avlam silka litzorech habishul, as you say, flipping it, kagon laseis batavna lasake naesh vechadome lo mikri siluk v'lo nechshav hefzik by nachas Yisrael. Who says this? On the bottom it says, who says this? Yad Shol. Do we have Yad Shol on the bottom of our Shulchan Aruch? I don't see a Yad Shol. Okay. Meiri osve v'silta. So it's the pre-toa. To give examples, you're flipping it. Right? Guys flip their burgers. Is that an expression? He's flipping burgers? Okay. He flips the burger. So at the corner of this first opinion, it's not a problem. But the Beis Yosef says, no. No. And he says, once again, he paskins, lahachmir. Lahachmir. It seems to me that this is a bit of a connection between these two machlokasim, right? According to the Beis Yosef, doesn't matter if we didn't ask him to take it off. Doesn't matter if he's doing it just to flip it over. As long as the guy took it off and puts it back, boom, it's over, checkmate, it's over. According to the Bach, that the Bach said, only if a Jew removed it, but if a guy, mi bikash miyado, so too I would say by the same token, if he's flipping the burgers, he's doing it for us. Doing us a favor. The hamburger should come out better. It shouldn't be a problem. Fine. Now what will happen, let's take a little bit further over here, in the Chelkos Binyamin, Sivkot on Tzadi Beis. That's what goes in the Siv Tes. In Bishlo Akum, Kamachal Ben Drusoy, V'gomer Yisrael, Yesh Lesa. Whoa, the Mechaba wants to be a Machmer in this Shaila. Ramos says, Yesh Matirin. There's a big fight. What's the Shaila? Do we say that Machal Ben Drusoy is significant only Lekula? That once the Jew made a Machal Ben Drusoy, it's Mutta no matter what the guy does afterwards? Or should we say it even the Chumrah? We're in the Chumrah. That once the guy did a Machal Ben Drusoy, no matter what the Jew does, then it's too late. There's only one red line called Machal Ben Drusoy. So that's your first opinion. Of course, it's in the Tur, the name of the Rashba, and the Ran and the Rivash all say this Chumrah. Okay? What do they say, Pshat? Pshat is very poshut. What will happen if it was eaten at that point in time? The guy cooked Machal Ben Drusoy, and I eat it Machal Ben Drusoy. My name is Ben Drusoy. I'm the Jewish version of Jesse James, and I eat it on the run. I have it half cooked. So that would certainly be usher, right? That would certainly be usher. That would certainly be us, for sure. For sure. Oh, take a look over here in the... And the Rosh, however, is Mekel. There are more posts like the Rosh. We'll have a chance to look inside the Rosh, it says. It's only Lechuma, not Lekula. We saw it right last week. Vida, the poskim say, this is near the Reish Nun Ches, this is the Re'od Bedek Abayis, and the Ritva Alam and Ches and Aleph. I think I asked you to see this one. After Shidas HaRosh, and the Mutta Elim Ken Gomer Yisroel, and the Russians mouth only the Yisrael keeps cooking it, otherwise not. But they say no, once it started of Azazel, you can't even matter. It's Kevin Shanesa Shuben Chodul Hetero. That's the Machlokos over here. And this is found in Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes, and the Chelkos Binyamin Tzadi Beis quotes our Ritva and Nera'ah, who make that very, very important comment. Oh. Now, take a look at Rabosai. in the Rosh, just for a minute. We'll see it again. It's in Siman Lamed Beis, just for a minute. Open, please, for the Rosh, if you have. Siman Lamed Beis, Perek Beis, where he makes his comment that Macha ben Dusoy is l'chumra, l'kula ben al-chumra. Take a look over here. Ru'isi, end of Lamed Beis. Misha osa tafshal shebishlo akla Macha ben Dusoy v'gam Yisroel. V'rayoso. V'disharina n'hecha shebishlo Yisroel ka Macha ben Dusoy v'gam o'akam. You said before that the end is greater than the beginning. You wanted to know why, but the Russians, the Kosovo Gemara, says that it's true. Afal pi she'el elohakal very happy bishul. In the chalak the shani hachash yipech Yisrael kodesh shiror lecho tiim kain akum nami yosem mitam ze alavare kalu lehem lechacham v'yisr shlokos ve'ein lumot kal v'chomer. This would be the rush of the shitoso, and those is the rush. They make a lot of coolers, right? It fits in, but that's on your screen. This rush has a whole, he used the word kal. You saw the same expression we saw over here in the rush, in the Tosis rush, under the parrot. He's mekel over here. Fine. Is it important your soul to know? Fine. Okay. So what is the Rosh going to say? That the Bishul Lacha Macha Ben Dusoy is considered to be a Bishul. Rabosai, the Rambam holds, not learning right now, Yechayim and Shabbos. Rambam holds, Yesh Bishul Lacha Bishul until it's Mubushul Kol Tzorko. Now, the Rosh doesn't hold that way, to be honest. The Rosh and Shabbos, Paragim, I think it's Simon Yud Aleph, maybe some other simon holds that if it's mavushal kamacha ben dusoy, it's ain bishul achabishul, to tell the truth. So what's the machlokas, the Rashba and the Rosh? The Rashba holds just like ain bishul achabishul Shabbos after machlokas ben dusoy, so to bishul achab. And the Rosh says ain bishul achabishul, that means lekula, but not lechumra. Making a mitikin b'metzius, that's all. Fine. This is an important yourself. Okay. I'll ask you a kasha. Why is it us here over here? We say everyone agrees. Even the Rosh agrees. That the Goy made it Kamacha Ben Dusoy. It's us here. If the Jew didn't finish it. It's not all Shulchan Malachim. Who can eat a half cooked food in the palace? Yeah. Don't start with that. That's not cooked at all. It's a different yourself. I couldn't find anything about it in any of these forums. No one talks about it. They don't talk about the fish being good because of sushi. I couldn't find that. 1,000 pages. I couldn't find that yourself. Anyway. But anyway, so the answer is Al Shem Sofa. That if this is a food, it's all Shulchan Malachim, not a different kind of. We said before that potato chips, most posts can assume, is Ein Anecha Ol Shulchan Malachim, even though the same potato, if it's cooked differently, is Ol Shulchan Malachim. Maybe you saw certain fancy potato chips themselves are served at weddings. There's a different kind of potato chips. We already pointed out last week. Expert in potato chips told me that to be sold. Okay. So the question is, that's a different kind of cooking. Here's the same kind of cooking. You just took out the fire prematurely. That's considered Ola Shulchan Malachim. That's what the Mefarshim explained. A very important yisot. Fine. Good. What about, Rabosai, you have a case. It was cooked Macha Ben Dusoy, cooked by a Goy, and now it's roasted by a Jew. Avnei Nezer suggests Yesh Tzli Achabishul, like by Shabbos. The Shabbos of Macha Tzli Achabishul, so the Bishul Akam Amekel Tzli Achabishul. Wow, that's an interesting concept. Is that really true? So if you take a look at the Sefer Bishul Yisroel. Bishul Yisroel, right? There's a whole discussion of this. I'll read you some of the highlights. On page Reish Samaches, a whole discussion. that the only time a Jew's participation works after the God cooked the Machal Ben Yisoy is if the Jew finishes it. But if he just did a little bit and the guy finished it, some say it is in fact awesome. Most Rishonim disagree. Say as long as the Jew did something or other in preparing for its Bishul, it would in fact suffice. What is the sheet of the Rashba? The Rashba says no. The Rashba says once it reached Machal Ben Yisoy, it's too late. It's too late to do anything about it. You can't fix it. Can't fix it. It's too late. That's Shita's Harashba. Why? Because it's already done. It's already finished. Once it reaches the level of Machal Ben Yisoy, it's considered to be over. Once it's over, it's over. There's nothing to be done afterwards to make it mutter. This is Shita's Harashba. Paul here that his raya was from the Havamin of the Gemara, and the Flamet Chesem and Aleph, Kuvay de Goy is Aser, after Machal Ben Yisoy would Naser it. So against the Yachab Bishul, it may be somewhat different. According to Shitas HaRa'ah and the Ritva, who are Makil in this Shaila, the Gemara backed out from that Havamin. We have a right to be Makil. There's much more to be said. I'm just giving you a little bit of an overview of this particular question. Okay. So, what's Kuvay Bishula, Rabosai? The Rush proves a distinction between the Kula and the Chumra from the Gemara. Kuvay Bishula. Akam does not answer, and Yisrael's matter it. What will the Rashba say? They'll say no. After Machal Ben Yisoy, Bishul Akam doesn't answer. The Bishul Yisrael does not matter. Why not? It's Kuvay Bishula. So the Stipel has a piece which is quoted over here in Kilas Yaakov, Simon Yudalit, who says like there, the following difference is made. If Kuvay Bishula, they're both joining in the same act of cooking, and if Yisrael has a chelik in it, it's okay. But the case of Machal Ben Yisoy, we're talking about a case where they took it out off in between. The two separate actions, then the chelik Yisrael won't help since it's cooked from beforehand. That's what he suggests. Now, there's a question against the Rush. We just read the Rush over here in Siman Lamed Beis, but there's another Rush. That Rosh Hashanah Rabbo Sai in Simen Chav Ches. What's in Simen Chav Ches, Rabbo Sai? That's the case of Nechol Chai. Okay? What does he say over here? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Shukim Machal Ben Yisoy, Ein Ba Mishin Bishul Yaakov. For Kol Shkein, Nechol Kamol Shukhan. That's a Kol Shkein of the Rosh. So wait a minute. Who says that Machal Ben Yisoy is considered to be mevushal and is a Torah special afterwards? So it's a whole different story. It's a whole different business. There's a matter of fact, there are some Rishonim, some Poskim who say that since Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, when it comes to Bishul Akum, once it reaches Machal Ben Yisoy, Al Gemara, so then it must be the same by Shabbos. That's the raya that they bring. Then in Shabbos also, the Rashba is correct. That once it is mevushal k'machal ben yisoy, you're not chayav if you complete the cooking on Shabbos against Shitas HaRambam. That's a whole discussion. Fine. There's much more to be said, but we don't have the time to go into all these things right now. I want to get to some very, very specific cases, halacha l'maisa. One of them, Rabosai, is a microwave. So the Chelkas Binyamin talks about a microwave. Those who have it, look inside, please. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Gimel the Ramah, Lo Asu Al Abishul Shel Eish. Simple, we have to have fire. So he writes over here, L'chor Nira, end of Kufchavov. The Bishul betana mikro gal, ein bo mishul Bishul akum, to ha'ein shom lo eish lo told also. V'dama the Bishul b'chama, v'ayin b'tziyunim. It's on the bottom. Shin chof. I, Rashi says in Shabbos Lamates, Bishul b'chama is not considered melechas Bishul, because ein derech Bishul b'kach. And mikro gal, you can argue, derech Bishul b'kach. Okay? He says, well, Egle Tal explains, doesn't mean stam kalachaya. Etzem abishul mishuna, lo mikri bishul kalikor. Who are the minyanenu? He says, cooking in microwave is different than cooking in a regular fire. Because the Shemir Shabbos, him of Shlomo Zalman, the bishul bechama af apishu ofen rogel lo havi bishul. Against Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe holds bishul b'makrogal osim b'daraisa. According to him, it should be yasser even by Bishul Akum, but Sarachi and Lamaisa. I don't know. I would have thought even called Rabbi Moshe Tzmutter. The Moshe was machmer maybe when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, even though there we also most posts were against it. But Bishul Akum, no fire. No fire, no foul. They only made a gzeir when there's a fire. We make new gzeirs. As a matter of fact, one of the sniffing that the post can quote in some of the factory questions I saw in the Barichas and the Shulchan Malachim is that this is a newfangled kind of cook which didn't exist b'sman Chazal and was never included in the Gzeira. That's a very big chiddush because it's fundamentally using a fire. But over here, the microwaves is a totally different thing. And therefore, even according to Rav Moshe, Yom Chayav and Shabbos, which is not the majority view, might still be mutter for the respect to Bishalak because there's no fire. So I thought we should have a right to be maker. Remember, Bishlag was in the Rabbanon, even if it be a sub, it's made the Rabbanon the Kula. So I thought there's room to be maker when it comes to microwaves, even though there are many poskim who disagree with me. Sorry to say. But I still think it's Mutta Mikra Din. The Sefer Bishuli Yisrael quotes the other side. And I have to be honest, I'm not going to hide anything from you. Let me try to tell you the full truth. Mikro Gal. Sheva Alevi, all that's awesome. He considers it toldos ha'esh. What kind of toldos ha'esh? There's no fire at all in a microwave.
Similar to
Chametaria,
there's no
ish either,
but that's
toldos. V'chein shamati b'shem Yoshev. It was printed in the Sefer Shavus Yitzchak, so it was very reliable. Rav Drazi, so I assume Rav Yoshev did say it, but I don't understand exactly why. I don't understand why. I thought it should be mutter. Rav Avadja's make us some of them. But the Gedolim have their various views. I don't know. Seems to me it should be permissible. Okay. Let's discuss a few more important items until we pull out some of the heavy ammunition. Let's talk a little bit about Sheikha. We saw before, this is on the end of the Maram HaKomis. Take a look at Tosfos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Guitar value. Please look, this is very, very important. Very important. You know, Kufyud Beis is Pasak, Kufyud Gimel is Bishulak. That's where our official syllabus stops. But it's irresponsible not to discuss what's in the very beginning of Kufyud Dal, the first line, even though Rabbi Reis didn't put it in. But it's part of the same Zerah. Guitar value is Shemchasnas. We're talking about Sheikh Arakum. Says Tosis, Mikomagam Shneim lo hayu shosin the base akum. Kain tsarach lizar, shalom lishtal sheikha be base akum. Rav Papa v'Rav Acha shel basroi lo hayu shosin. Bionis achsein the base akum, yochol liyal shemutal lishloach beir, liknos sheikha min akum. Now they come up with base of Shay Yisrael. I'm in the Holiday Inn. I can send to the bar down the road. Yeah, I'll give you $10, send me a beer, and I can drink the beer in my house, even though my house belongs to Mr. Holiday, from Holiday Inn, but I'm paying rent for it for the night, so it's considered to be my house. Mr. Holiday has a tavern and gives me some beer into my room, it might still be okay. To go to the bar, tavern, to their private homes. The cloud and sheikha ben sheikha shall tomorrow ben shall tvua. against some of those, well, those who wanted to say we only ask a sheikh, which is the Gemara sheikh, which is made from dates, but not sheikhar, which is made from wheat or grain, which is our made from barley, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, fine. On the side it says, "Umashke dvash." Do you have this hand on the side? "Umashke dvash mutter." We make tutim, we make gurganios, we make tapuchim. Yesh lahachmir v'tavo lo broch. What's the difference between mashke dvash and make tapuchim? Rabbi say, well, do you have it on the side? Do you have what I have on the side? The old one has this old test. It's called. It comes from Piskei Tosfos. I don't know if you have it. Maybe you have it in the back of Piskei Tosfos. Maybe. You have that on the side margin? You don't have it. Let's take a look quickly at Piskei Tosfos if you think of it's there. Piskei Tosfos. Where is it? How do you find Piskei Tosfos in these Gemaras? They're so fancy, I can't find them.
Right after the Gemara.
Oh, thank you. Right after the Gemara. Ein ma midin. Around that Lamed Aleph on the base. Here we go. Take a look. Lamed Aleph, it's Os Nun Hey. Also, Lishnos with base Akum, Shechar Tamorim, Musa Orim. And this Aksin with base Akum, Ovi Rochim, Rafil of Iro, all up with base Akum. Bishvil Davarache, Nosno Shechar Lishnos Mutter, Umashke Dvash Mutter, Ume Tusim, Ume Gangonios, Ume Tapuchim, Eshtakat Allah Brach. What's the difference between one and the other? What's the difference? I don't know. Maybe we'll open up the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see in a minute. This is what's found over here. Fine? Good. Tosfos says, on Lamed Aleph Beis, the last part, the Sheikha Shel Tvua, the lesser Sheikha Shel Tvua, Bishul Bishul Yakum. Why don't we say it's an Isser of Bishul Yakum? Before we get to Sheikhah. Bishul Yakum. No. Why the Bishul Yakum? He says, Ain't all Shulchan Malachim. Apparently, they don't serve beer to Shulchan Malachim. Okay. Oh, there's Tamach Elahatar Sheikhah. In Bishul Yakum. The Chiheche that Tvua. Betelo legabe amaylin birchas shakel libedvaro. You don't make a bar min mazonos. Hachinami betelo lein isabishol. It's bottle. The main ingredient is water, and water is nechal chai. This is a very important tesis. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Kuf Yud Dalid. See what it says. The Rebbe asks you to see the first line. Kol sheikha shal akum, echad sheikha shal tmorim, echad shal tainim, o shal sorim, o shal tvua, o shal dvash, osim ishim chasis, and osim the mokom shmichi rosa, which we saw that already in Tosa Rosh. Am hev sheikha le beso, vishal seir sham, mutter, shika gzeh shlema yisod etzlo, but also the shekovei atz, vishal bederach hanom kovei bishtia, avam nichlas bebeis akum, vishal seir derach aroi, bakroi mutter, chemi shalom bebeis akum, vishal kebeis so, we saw it all in Tosfos. Ramo, yesh matirin b'sheikha shel dvash utvua. It's a Mordechai. Only tomorrow is also. V'chein noegin lahokel b'medino seilu. Whoa. Not happy with this, Rabbi Yossi. Yeah.
Does it mean when Abba Akrai, like it's Asir b'beis or we call Chag, that if somebody would just walk into a bar, not common, it's very not common,
according to this Akroi, if you walk in, drink, and walk right out again, maybe it would be mutter. Yeah. Once you sit down, it's already no good.
So that's called Kavius.
I think so. You sit down. You say, what do we say until him? Moshe Vleitz, Moshe Vleitz, Moshe Vleitz. It's the ultimate Moshe Vleitz.
Not Kavius. Oh, you're saying
Yosha. Once you sit down, I both say, there are three, you know, how's it go? B'derech HaTorim Lo Omad. Ashalo Holach Vatat Hashem. Lo Omad and Yosha. Once a Yosha, that's it. You sit down, it's over. Yeah.
The bar of Chas Shalom is owned by a Jew.
Oy vey. Yeah, a bar owned by a Jew. Owned by a Jew. Who frequents the bar?
Bad.
Goyim, a Jew, who's sitting? Who's drinking
that?
Goyim. You wonder whether Jewish ownership is enough to solve the problem. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Stay away, Rabbi Yisrael. So much so, there's a whole discussion to say that Bishul Yisrael, which comes from earlier sources, leave out beer. What about other drinks? It's a very serious matter, Rabbi Yisrael. Other drinks. Talks here about coffee. Whole discussion. Is coffee a problem, Rabbi Yisrael? Take a look at the Pisachei Tshuva, Kuf Yud Aleph of Kotel Aleph. Talks about coffee. I'm not kidding. Kuf Yud Aleph of Kotel Aleph, Pisachei Tshuva. Mi shemegel b'shecher, who did the mutl lishtos kavi, comes to the Pri Chodesh. Ponaniris argues, af b'shecher lo hoya ikar atam mishim detatvua b'telah. Come on. So the Shach and the Taz can't believe this. This is a Xerish and Yechom Lamabo. Okay? Can't be. Impossible. How can you say such a thing? I think it might be a good idea to get us all off coffee, but I have to be honest. I cannot lie. But the post can say that when it comes to coffee, it's permissible for the same reason. It's considered to be bottle to the water. If it's bottle to the water, it's considered to be permissible. Okay, this is the very beginning. Same as Tvuas Betela Gabi Mayim. So presume is the Shach and the Taz Aleph. Presume if that's the reason, not because Eilin Shulchan Malachim. So it applied to coffee as well. Got to be honest. Take a look in the Chasam Sofer, which I don't have in front of me, on Aflam and Aleph from the base. He says that coffee is more kal than beer. Why? He says, in beer, I don't know, I never made beer or coffee. That in beer, the barley is, use the word nimoach. How do you want to translate nimoach? Dissolved into the drink. As opposed to the coffee seeds, they stay on the bottom. You don't drink the coffee seeds. So then what's left is more kal. However, the Dake Tshuvos of Cotton Bays, as you may not go to Starbucks to eat there. It's Gzeira Sheikha, Rabbi Osai. Gzeira Sheikha, according to the Dake Tshuvos, at least according to one post that he quotes, applies to all drinks. It's not limited to intoxicating drinks. Coffee is not intoxicating. Look at the Pri Chodesh right over here. I have it at the bottom. You have Pri Chodesh at the bottom. You should have it. My Shulchan Aruch has it. Kuf Yudal at the beginning. Do you have it there? Pri Chodesh at the bottom?
It's on the side.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Yesh matirin b'sheira shul dvash. Lo nimtzu l'shun mechaba sheyate v'ed y'sheira shul tvua. Ala shamorach ha'ikotza b'shem avi ezri. T'sheikha shalom y'eintel v'shem chastas. Pira b'es yosef. Shetama shem d'shtam sheikha. Shebetalma he shall tomorrow. Avalo shall mean him achir. So the Ramah says, not meduktok. The mashad afkam sheikh of dvash utvua matirin velesa. Fakert. Kol sheikh matirin. Chutz mi sheikh of tomorrow. Ubikoma kama svaro zuena mechuveres klal. Chodo. Tabigamora sheikh of stomach kama. Mashad the kol min sheikh of rasu. Vio. A papa mocher sheikh of tomorrow mava. As Rashi says, of the Gemara, meaning there are papa mapki le ababa the chanusa v'shasi, means outside the store. Because a min shecher acher shalohoya lo, alma the chom min shecher asu chachalim mishum chasas kedas chol aposkim. Because I make a b'shecher shal tvua over adem chachamim for royal legaro, we should scold him. Shekom min shecher asu. al mashkin shel shaperos, applesauce, apple juice rather, orange juice, mutar. According to Shita Saramba, al pizem mutar lishtos hakavi the base akum. Afal pi she'enu nechel kamo shulchai. What happens? Why is it bottled to the water? Doesn't know from that svara. The ol al shulchan malach. Mikom makom enu osu lavas was a pas nu. Kein leker lesser mishem bishulei akum. Time of in Mashke Akashakorin Chocolat Belaz. Yeah. Hot cocoa. Afsha mixes Pneodam Melafnib was a pass. Woo, the chocolate. Yeah, I said chocolate spread. When I was in Time in the Caribbean, they tried to sell me that stuff, you know. Oh, have chocolate spread with your bread. Oh, you burn your shalom. Okay. Mikomakom Ruba di Alma. They drink chocolate milk. They don't have chocolate on their bread. Come on. That's what he suggests. He quotes the Rambam. Lo yishte odam mesiba shalakum av apishu yayim uvushal shenanese o shushosu nikelev levado meirova mesiba yisroel mutu. You can't drink in a tavern where the most of the people there are goyim. Never if the most of the Jews is mutu. Okay? That's where we got it from. The sugim in aflamad aleph mid beis. So a couple of different prohibitions over here. One's pishalakum, one is sheikhos of seven gzeira, one is moshe of leitzim. They throw the book at you when it comes to these things, and I think that you should be very careful. It's hard to know how to handle these kinds of dinner. My recommendation, if you have to, someone's driving, has to have some coffee, so you go to the Starbucks, order the coffee in a styrofoam cup, take it into the car and drink it. Better that way. The problem is dating. That's the problem. Dating. I'm told that people date and go to, take the, go to, is that true? Take the, go to Starbucks, is that true? No, could be Shasa Tchak. Have to get married. That's what I'm saying. Have to get married, so I can't help it. But it's not so posh. Not so posh. Not so posh. Certainly, these so called bars, you should certainly stay away from. You shouldn't even walk in. You shouldn't walk in. It's about drinking. You shouldn't walk in there. Yeah.
What are places that are more like lounges that they have a bar there, but it's not really for that. Like, you could get a drink, but it's more for the, like, it's in a nice place, or even at Hotel Lobby, they have bars there, but it's like more of a nice place to stay. So.
I don't know. Be so careful not to get involved in anything problematic.
But what about like a restaurant?
No, a restaurant, that's an eatery, not a drinkery.
So like a lot of Starbucks or like coffee beans,
oh yeah, it's a restaurant.
Even more than that, they do like homework and things like that there because they have free Wi-Fi, so a lot of people go there. So it's not
okay. If it's free Wi-Fi, and if it's doing your homework, I think it would be permissible.
No, I'm saying for the other people. Meaning, since so many people come there, not really to eat per se or to drink, it's, would that be now be considered a place where people go to drink, like a bar or even a restaurant specifically for drinking? Since so many people aren't even necessarily there to drink. They're just there to do their homework, and they happen to buy a drink because, you know, you don't walk into a store and use all of their free stuff without doing anything. But
I think it's free Wi-Fi in our yeshiva too, so I think it should be homework there. Okay, nearly. Okay. And both there's much more to be said. There's a whole long Aruch HaShulchan which I put on the Maram HaKavos. Did anyone see it? No one saw it? I'm not going to read it. You look at it yourself. There's a whole new Mahalach in the Sugya. I just wanted to sort of finish up. Today's going to be the last shiur because I see that people need a little bit of a break. But I want to end up with by highlighting some of the fantastic things that I saw in these Sfarim, as well as what I saw in the OU booklets that we spend some time on. Okay, so the OU material that I gave out last week, I have it with me again. and they give a whole list of foods, what they consider to be bishalaklam, what they don't consider to be bishalaklam. Okay? I'm going to give you some of the highlights over here. The first shuah that I've written over here is from Rabbi Belsky. The potato chips are not considered bishalaklam because it depends upon the particular item. The memory shows a big machlokos gdolia poskin. Not everybody agrees to this. But our minig is to be make on the shower. That's the first question. Okay. They want to know canned corn. So Rabbi Belsky says, no problem. People eat raw corn. Who in this room eats raw corn? I don't know what he's talking about. Raw corn? I never heard of it. Rabbi Shechter. Tzrichen levara kama achuz me'achlusya ochlin oso chai. What percentage? In this room it's zero. Kiyim achuz katanu, it's like a beitza. We pass, it's not considered echo chai for that very reason. So Rabbi Belsky responds, wait a minute. A raw egg is because a small number of people eat it, and most people eat it cooked. What? Start again. Let me read it to you. Mashachilas beitza chaya nikos achilas yadchak enu mibnei shamir ashnashim ochum kein v'rov ochum ochum. He says, no, it doesn't depend on the majority versus the minority. Elimishum, the kosha almost the ochlochai. It's difficult or disgusting to have a raw egg. Who eats raw eggs in this room? What's the number? The tzarach lidchok asma, you have to push yourself to eat it. Ule an ochlochai kiyim anoshim re'evin. They have nothing else to eat. Ava mashaka lecho, it's easy to eat. Vaftoim, it's tasty. Alasha yoset tom levashlo, it's tasty, you have to cook it. Just corn. Why is that considered a de'etchak? Why? Take a look, he says. What's a de'etchak? Dogim meluchim and beitzim chayim. Both of what I said? Rabbi Shechter. Huftati lishmoa shekeni ametzius. Shekorn chay torim lechech. I never heard of him. But if he's right, he's right. What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's give some of the highlights over here. Deep fried foods, donuts. Very important, you saw donuts. Donuts are soft batter, which is deep fried, so it's considered to be bishalakim. And the poskim say it's mutter because it's not ol shulchan malach. Okay. Donuts are from cookie dough, and the small ones at the Viennese table. They're from yeast dough. Totally different. But mata donuts from cookie dough, ain't al shulchan malachim. And the corner of the time is bleed the oven considered to be pas. But donuts from yeast dough, maybe we should be worried about it. The big donuts, small donuts they put on a Viennese table, which is a fancy dessert dish. Most donuts are not al shulchan malachim. Okay? We shouldn't say that only a small amount would ask for it. Bottom line, it's mutter. Keep it in mind. Mutter, thank God, it's mutter. What about breakfast cereal? Breakfast cereal. What if someone eats a ton of Cheerios? That's the word ton. Tes vav nun. Cheerios? Ein a mavarach al zat birchas amos. Ein with the tours of Pascha. I think it's 100% right. However, I saw in the Israeli books, there's also a bracha to disagree. And if you have a whole box of Cheerios, you have to wash and bench. You sort of things, right? You guys bracha, one of your specialties. I thought the Rabbi Shechter is correct.
Would that apply to anything for breakfast? Like, would that apply to, would you say that by pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes is bishalakam, in my opinion. Unless you'll say, it's ain ol shulchan malachim, because they will not serve pancakes at a state dinner. That's a whole discussion. He has hundreds of pages on this thing. Does it mean Shulchan Malachim, a state dinner, or what Obama has for breakfast? Probably Mrs. Obama flips him a pancake for breakfast, with some good apple syrup. No, probably until you have some breakfast.
Or would we say that one had an exorbitant amount of pancakes, you would have to wash on that also?
In my opinion, the answer is no. But there are two other against me on that one too. I thought that pancakes doesn't have a tourist pass at all, based on the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. But I saw in Israel they don't disagree with me. They machma too many pancakes too. Yeshiva guys should watch out. They can eat 20 pancakes for breakfast.
I remember in the Tiv Aryeh, they told us that we wouldn't wash no matter how many pancakes.
I agree with them. They probably took you a lot of pancakes too.
Well, they had a limit on how many pancakes you could have.
See, they should have passed in the Chumah, they would have a halachic limit. But they were intellectually honest. They wouldn't try to fool you.
Really?
Yeah.
What if it's a state breakfast and they would serve pancakes?
State breakfast? Does anything exist?
They have a breakfast for a lot of people, a brunch, yeah, something like that.
They invite, like, foreign dignitaries for breakfast?
Why not? If people are coming from overseas, they landed really early hours in the morning, maybe.
Yeah, I thought that if they land early morning, they go into the local dining room where everyone from the staff sits. And they grab a little bit of breakfast. And then they come into the president at the Oval Office and they sit and talk. Then they have a state dinner. I don't think breakfast counts. That's my view. But there are those who disagree. I'm telling you, many disagree.
And why is pancakes not tourist possible? Isn't it glue less a raka and then you put it into
a what?
No. Because it's
not a tana.
Without,
you put it on a skillet.
Yeah, but you don't put anything in the skillet.
So what? That's called tigun. That's called frying.
That's
the opening shiur we had the first day of the year, Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Yeah.
So that tigun is neither here nor there.
Right.
It's not bishul, it's not afia.
But by pancakes, you don't put anything in the skillet.
So it's considered tigun. It's not called afia. I don't consider that. I don't think so. Yeah.
In November, Obama honored the veterans at a White House breakfast.
What did you serve?
What was the menu?
Didn't say the menu.
Okay, go search. So the veterans, he doesn't give to a state dinner. The veterans are, sloppy Joe. They give him stuff that the grunts, the veterans. They're interested in fancy diplomacy. Give me to fill my belly as veterans. That's how I think. Okay. Now, there's a whole arichas here. We spoke about it last week, about the specialized equipment in factories, where Moshe said that since the whole Isser in a situation of totally impersonal is Mishum Lo Plug, there's no low plug if it's completely different type of equipment. Okay? It gives you the whole letter of the of Greenblatt. Okay. Okay, it's very important. They have a master list of Bishul Hakam status of foods. Before I begin, I'll ask you to ask me any question you'd like on any particular food if you think it's a Bishul Hakam problem. I'll let you ask questions. I'll give you the OU's answers. Ask the OU, Rabbi. You have anything that bothers you? We spent a whole week learning about Bishul Hakam. Anything that is a problem for you?
Tuna.
Okay, look up T. Alphabetical order. Tuna. Okay, here we are. T. Tuna, canned, not all al shulchan malach. 114. See canned tuna by Rabbi Shecht. Okay. They don't shulchan malach. They don't serve canned tuna in the White House. I think it's Rabbi Heineman consulted the White House kitchen, right? So I have it here somewhere. Because they don't serve canned stuff in the White House. Maybe if they run out of things, they'll throw the mashup shots at Chagoro, but they don't. Things are made fresh in the White House. Any other questions you have? Everybody? Yeah?
Is there room, I guess, by microwave to say anything that comes out of microwave is an olal shulchan malach?
Really? Is that true?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying if they wouldn't serve.
Let's say, I don't cook in microwave. So in my house, I don't cook at all. My wife doesn't cook in microwave. She reheats in microwaves. I don't know. Who in this house cooks in microwaves from scratch? What do you cook in microwaves?
Green beans.
Green beans? Could be the White House to serve green beans also. Maybe.
I don't know.
What do you cook in your house in white one?
Cooked eggs.
Eggs? Because you have no choice.
No, I just fast.
Faster? Don't know enough about microwave.
Serve, like, eggs from microwave.
Most people, I think, cook don't cook in microwaves as a rule. It's for reheating primarily.
Or oatmeal.
Oatmeal, like for breakfast, you put some water in oatmeal. Like I have people make coffee like that. That's not all shulchan malach. Not oatmeal, coffee. We say it's butter to the water. Okay, well, say anything else? You have questions to ask me? Yes.
Is the svar that we were mentioning and share about the fact that people eat sushi now with that pater all problems of bishlach?
I thought that's a very good svar. Well, what percentage of people eat sushi? Can you go online?
Most.
Rabbi Shapiro says
most Jews nowadays, even pizza places, have sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the answer. Everyone eats sushi. So what fish do you use for sushi?
They use tuna.
Tuna?
I don't know if the tuna that they use is cooked, though. They use salmon. They use.
So you just solved the whole bishlakal problem with respect to all these foods. Oh. The one about pancakes. Pancakes. So we're gonna get pancakes. No. Let's see. Pancakes are informal food and are not served the Shulchan Malachim. There's no problem of Bishulakum. That's all. Pancakes are okay. Halacha Lamaisi, Pasos pants are okay. Okay, anything else you want to know about? The whole discussion in.
Or you wouldn't give a hechsher to any foods that they believe is bishlakum.
Chas v'shalom. Never. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Okay. Now, the light bulb we mentioned doesn't apply. They don't even though Rabbi Heinemann likes it. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Pizza is
hamotzi.
It's hamotzi.
Yeah.
But according to the things you say, you wouldn't make
hamotzi
on one slice.
No, you make hamotzi on one crumb of pizza.
Why is why there are so many opinions?
I don't know. One crumb of pizza is hamotzi. Because the pizza today, we pass in the Ikar Adin that whatever is made for a meal is considered to be passed with hamotzi. Pizza today is made for a meal, not for a snack.
So are pancakes. I mean, if you'd have pancakes for lunch.
Here's the answer. So you're asking a good question. Pancakes, even if it's made for a meal, doesn't matter, because it doesn't have tzuras hapas. Same as churros made for a meal, if you consider breakfast a meal. I have churros every morning for breakfast. I never enter my mind to make hamotzi and Cheerios. Yes?
This is a little bit off bishlakum topic, but since we're here anyways,
yeah.
How does one define a food that is made for a meal versus not a snack food? Because I know myself, the only reason that I'm not snacking on bread is because it's hamotzi and I would have to batch. Just like I would pull out a piece of meat from the freezer, piece of pizza from the freezer, anything from the freezer.
It seems to me that we shouldn't follow you.
No,
to follow
I'm saying,
the majority of people.
I think that's what a lot of people would do. That the only reason that they don't snack on bread, especially college guys, I think that's true. The reason that they don't snack on things is based on brachos. You know, okay, I'll snack on pretzels because it's only mizonos, and I'll make an almeche quickly, or I won't snack on bread because that's hamotzi. But they would snack on pizza, meat, anything they can get their hands on.
Ah, I don't want to comment on college guys. But I thought that depends upon the majority of the population. And the majority of the population, it seems to me, uses pizza today for a meal as opposed to a snack as they used to use it, almost 50 years ago. And for this reason, I thought that pizza, even if you have a little crumb, is a motzi lechem and arts. Now, you don't have to wash it, that's not because ice. But it still would be a motzi, it seems to me. So I'm just going to give you some of the highlights, just a few minutes in this terrific sefer. Shulchan Malachim, I'll skip the first 300 pages just to make things a little bit easier. And on page Shin Aleph, he discusses what is considered to be a Shulchan Malachim. What kind of you know, what kind of a meal. So he suggests over here, that quote the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Usher Weiss Shlita wrote to him as follows. He says, Melachim is lav dafka. Means anashim chashuv. You don't have any kings nowadays. You don't have any kings. So what's a king? So some poskim say. Quote the printed over here. And today we measure it by weddings. Things of this nature. We serve at a wedding. It's considered to be a double chashuv. Tuna at a wedding? Shmorg, shmorg. Shmorg counts. Shmorg, I don't know if that really counts, but the main wedding meal that's considered choshev. That's what I think. Hold on a second. Let's take a look at here. It says, what is Shulchan Aruch Sheyameinu? It's page Shin Peyav. Skip another 80 pages. You have to cover ground here, you know? Skip another 80 pages. What Shulchan Aruch Sheyameinu? This is Nichbodim. Nichbodim. See, this is as follows. As we have Sudah Chashuva. Sudas Nisuin. I told you, I found it over here. Shin Pei Beis. What about breakfast? There's a whole discussion whether that is considered to be Shulchan Malachim or not. So look, you can get Cheerios in a hotel. Can't you? I think so. Give you breakfast, give you Cheerios. That doesn't mean anything. No. Restaurant, a fancy meal. That don't mean over here you go to, what's it called there? Lake Como, you have to buy Cheerios. That don't mean that. Maybe you go to a Prime Grill, is that the right name that I use? Is that the right? Prime Grill, they don't give Cheerios. They give you fancy foods. That's what he says over here. I think that's correct. This is the proper definition. Aruchas Boker is nothing. That's what he quotes over here from various Rabbonim. Especially from Chutzlar, it's a word of letters in the back about all these things. And that's important to keep this in mind. That's a big leniency which we accept, and some who disagree. There's a whole discussion over here about remote. This is a very serious matter. The high tech kashrus organization is a remote. I'm sitting here in New York. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So all of French fries.
French fries, all the Shulchan Malachim.
They serve it at the.
If you want to get it at a wedding, you have to ask for the kids' table, which I sometimes prefer. The kids' table, they give you French fries. It's cheaper, it's half the price. But at a regular serving at a wedding, it's French fries.
Restaurant.
Yeah, because they have kids. Because kids come, and it's meant for the kids.
They have fancy French fries, like very thin.
Well, let's take a look. Back to the OU. Okay. Let's see what it says over here. I don't know how to say French fries. What do they call them in Israel? Chips, they call them?
Chips.
Let's see. Hold on. French fries frozen? What's French fries? What does that mean? Not Olal Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at the potatoes. I'm not sure if it's a different. Pea. Potatoes. French fries. Again, frozen. Not all the Shulchan Aruch. Well, if it's not frozen, they don't talk about it. Maybe we can make a deal. Only if it's frozen, it's a problem. But if it's not frozen, it isn't. I guess I'm making diukim in the OU. It's frozen French fry, that's not Sola Shulchan Malach. If you make it fresh, then maybe it is Sola Shulchan Malach. I don't know what to say. I told the man of Metzias. If in fact, let's see if he has over here this fancy safe. Well, let's see, let's look here. We're going in order. He has it in the back. He has some kind of a index of various food. Let's see. I don't see any place where he has. What I find is Suge Machol.
On Wikipedia, I found that they served French fries at a dinner in 1802.
1802?
Yeah.
Great. 1802 was Olo Shulchan Malach. What about today? He also has a whole discussion about breakfast. This is in the Bishul Yisrael on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. Is breakfast considered Shulchan Malachim? So he says, no. You don't invite someone to have Cheerios. I mean, I do, but people just come to eat breakfast in my house. Oh. Kellogg's is Tama Garua, it's not all Shulchan Malachim. This is Rabbi Falk speaking about England. I think it's basically the same over here. I'm not finding French fries. I just don't know where to look. Don't know. But I trust the Talmidim. If the Talmidim tell me that French fries are served in fancy restaurants, then it would have to be prohibited. Oh, Luach HaMacholim. Chips, you should call it? With a tzadi?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's on Luach. Oh. Let's take a look at chips. Chips, Nesta Rabbi Shalako, you were right. 468. Chips ubederach tapuchi adama metugana b'shemen. Hey, Nesta Rabbi Shalakom, eshe'enem necholim kmo shimchaim. Umachla ze ole kayom al shulchan malachim. But frozen, maybe different. I'm talking about frozen. So, see, you were right. So he has a whole. Luach HaMacholim, Rabbi Osai, much bigger than the OU's, I think. His Luach HaMacholim begins on page 1233 and extends until page 1330. It's almost 100 pages of foods. I guess whatever you want to find is here. Rabbi Osai, we'll have to stop here. I want to thank the Tamina for coming, kept the shiur going. A couple of weeks, Baruch Hashem. If you want, you have the rest of the time to chazav yishalakum, or prepare for the next zman, which starts a week from tomorrow. We're starting your day simin tzadi ches. We're going to have a luxury, which we didn't allow ourselves at all the first zman, to go a little bit into a little bit of lumdus about tam ki ikar. This is such a fundamental sugya. I can't just go over it to just say, well, we pass into the rice and go weiter. That you can't do that. We'll try to summarize the various sheetahs about Tam Ki Iker. That'll probably take the first week, next week. Then we have to go to the more the details about Timas Kefela and Bitul Beshishim and Min Bimino, Min Bisheino Mino, how you define them. Very lumdashi yisodas. It's a very lumdashi simon. More lumdashi next man than we had in the past man. I mean, we had a lot of good lumdashi also about Chacham Ben Tzoso and about Tato Agova, but there was a little more of a practical bent. Somehow or other, we're supposed to finish, I don't know how, next man, the whole Hilchos Taruvos. Now, if you stop before the last two simonim, I can see it. But if you know anything about Simon Kuf Yud, which is part of the syllabus, it's all about Svek Sveka. The Klolei Svek Sveka, hundreds of pages of Klolei Svek Sveka. How am I supposed to finish all that? So I can't take Achrayus to finish it. I don't know how we'll go as far with it. I'd rather focus on the more. You know, down to earth, although that's also important. We'll do what we can. Those are the June's band. So thank you for making the winter's band meaningful. And hopefully see you, Mr. Sherman.